Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congressman Chris Jacobs is joining us live this morning from Washington, D.C. Congressman, you're attending the inauguration today of the 46th president. We heard from a reporter this morning about some pretty intense screening protocols that they had to go through to attend the inauguration. What about you as a member of Congress? What was required?
Yes, good morning. The first step of the process was getting here. I had to come in on Monday night because they require everyone to get COVID testing, but by the vendor they're using down here, I couldn't do it back home. So came in Monday night to get tested and then was here yesterday just confirming I'm fine. More notably is the significant presence of those in uniform who are around the Capitol, and I'm already here right now because of traffic issues and many of the bridges are closed and so forth. So some of the things they're doing for precaution, I mean, a lot of National Guard here, and I just wanted to note we have about 1,400 National Guard that are down here from New York State, a good amount from the 27th Congressional District, so I just want to thank all of them for what they are doing.
Are you disappointed President Trump won't be there?
I am. Yes, I think he should be here. I think it's an important tradition. He made his decision, and that is his prerogative. But I do think it would have been an important message. More importantly, he has committed to a peaceful transition, and most of the indications I have seen is there's been good work together between the two. So we're here today to witness the important peaceful transition of power. That's why I'm here. I thought it was important to be here, and first inauguration I've ever been to. So honored to be here.
The temperature of the nation, Chris, running pretty hot, especially after the events of 2 weeks ago, right at that very Capitol. Talk about the efforts, I guess, on bipartisan efforts to bring the nation together.
Well, I think today is a important first step. I thought an important first step was the night of early morning after the tragic incident on January 6th that we came together again in a joint session in Congress and did the nation's business. But this is an important next step. And then after we come here today and witness this peaceful transition, we have a new leader in Joe Biden, and it's how he decides to lead that I think will be probably the most important thing. What he does, what he says, the actions he decides to take early on to set the tone in terms of bringing the nation together. So I'm optimistic on that, and I will do everything I can to help Joe Biden succeed. For instance, tomorrow, I've already said I'm going to be supportive of supporting the waiver to allow his new defense secretary to come on board, who I think is very equipped to do the job. So I will continue to be supportive how I can. Of course, speak up in a strong but civil way when I disagree with policies. But that's my role and an important role the legislative branch plays. But Joe Biden will be the president, and he will set the tone.
And it certainly will be different in Washington. What do you expect? Because it is different from when you were elected to office, How do you expect to be able to work for Western New Yorkers, work for the people who voted for you in the coming, let's just say, 6 months or a year? What are some of the things that you're looking at and saying this can get done for Western New York?
Well, I think we need to, you know, focus on the substantive challenge that we have right now. First and foremost is we are still in the midst of the COVID crisis. I want to make I know President Biden, President-elect Biden, has proposed a very aggressive COVID package. I want to be supportive of that, but I will be, you know, be going through that with a fine-tooth comb. I think that package needs to be much more. A lot of what I see in that package seems like it's a what was proposed 10 months ago, 8 months ago, when we were trying to kind of put the economy on ice and keep people home from working. I want the new package to be much more focused on getting back to work and reopening safely. And that the main thing there is the vaccine, getting the vaccine ramped up, getting it out, making sure we work through the problems that clearly have happened in terms of distribution. We need to get this economy back going. So that's what I'm focusing on. And then, you know, getting the economy back going was kind of my theme when I announced my campaign before COVID happened for our region. We were starting to finally get some momentum, seeing good job creation, seeing new business creation. We need more of that to get going, and that's what I'm focused on. And that in terms of my region that I represent, I'll tell you one thing that keeping this one issue of rural broadband, lack of high-speed internet, is a huge issue, and it's even become more pronounced during COVID. Distance learning needs, telehealth needs. And I just heard the other day in one of our outlining counties, 50% of the people that are getting the vaccine, and it's Wyoming County, are likely not from Wyoming, because they are other people are getting notices of availability on the internet, and residents in that county are not, because they don't have access to rural broadband, high-speed internet. So this is what we see here, the challenges that we need to focus on, and that's really what I'm going to be working on.
Chris, what can be done at the congressional level to get that supply of vaccine back to states and counties, where it seems it's at the federal level that's the holdup?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's certainly we need to get more ramped up. I hope that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine gets approved quickly. That will help a great deal. But I have, in talking with some of my counties, that there's over micromanagement from the state level. They need to allow county health departments to, as the states allowed, I'm sorry, as the federal government allowed states to derive how they were going to roll out this, I think states have to give a little more latitude to their counties on how they're going to do this. There's just some of this where they're creating a lot more bureaucracy than is needed. They know how to get vaccines out. Let them do it, and then when there's need to help, follow the lead from the localities. That's my view on it, and I think that in talking with some of my health commissioners, that is the way. But certainly, we do need more vaccine. We need to keep rolling that out. But, you know, again, every stage, every tranche we do of this, where we start getting those that are exposed more, or those that are more likely to get severely ill, as we get those through those, this will be a much better situation.
Congressman, enjoy the inauguration later on today. Always a historic event. That's Congressman Chris Jacobs joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!